Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is a new opportunity in Kansas City for women to learn more about guns and to learn more about shooting and take advantage of their Second Amendment rights a little bit more. And I thought the story was fascinating that Fox 4 did this recently, and we wanted to talk more about it. It's called the Pretty Pistols Posse. And we have a co-founder on the line with us. Latasha Jacobs is making some time for us today. Thanks a lot for being with us.
No problem. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So much ground to cover. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about the genesis of this idea. How did this come up?
It actually occurred, we know last year there was a lot of different things changing throughout the U.S. and especially locally as well. And it just occurred from a group of friends that I have. We would get together once a month just to hone in on our shooting skills and to get better accuracy, just to know that if anything were to happen or anything came about, we would know how to protect ourselves and our families.
Tell us what happened. I've seen some stats about the number of people, and particularly number of women, who bought their first gun in 2020.
I think a lot of that came from, again, a lot of women within our group are single women or single mothers, and knowing that we are first line of defense, we don't always have someone there, a protector per se, to be there to help us out if we ever got ourselves into situations. Or even women who are married or in relationships, being out by yourselves at night or traveling or anything along those lines, just knowing that you can protect yourselves at any moment or for any reason.
I know a lot of what you've talked about so far has to do with perception, and you've got to break down those kinds of walls of perception that people have about what a woman is, what a woman with a gun means. And talk a little bit about that, about the preconceived notions that we have about arming and protecting ourselves.
Some of the notions that we have is that we're, it's a wild, wild west and everybody's out just carrying guns or firing or, just drawing at any moment in time. But that's not always the case, not necessarily the case. I thankfully have never been in a situation where I've had to forcefully protect myself, and I pray that I never have to get to that point. But just knowing that if and when that time were to occur, I am not only comfortable but trained properly in how to execute that moment.
So talk to us about who has joined so far, because I know your membership has been going up pretty dramatically since August. Talk to me about who's in with you right now.
So we have, right now we have about 20 to 25 members who are in our posse. We do have open monthly range nights where everyone, whether they're a member of our posse or not, are welcome. But we also offer exclusive lessons. We offer discounts on certified classes so that you can learn to go to class to get your concealed and carry permit. We have one coming up in February where you will learn how to take down your firearm and properly clean it. And in that, we'll have something that a lot of ladies like to do, which is have a paint and sip. So we don't always just go to the range. It's not always that range time, that shooting, but we want to build a network of women who can get together, use each other as resources, and just build that networking community.
What kind of experience do you have to have with firearms to join your group? And of the people who have joined so far, what level of experience do most of them have?
We have all levels within our posse, within our group. And you do not have to be an expert. You do not have to own your firearm to be a part of our posse. One of the things that we are really proud of is the fact that We have certified instructors within our posse and our leadership group who are capable of offering those lessons. Be it on the range, we do have a requirement that within the first 30 days you take a basic firearm fundamental class, and within 90 days you have gone to the conceal and carry class to get your permit. We want to make sure that we're doing things properly and safely, but we do not want to outcast anyone for not already being an expert.
Who are you working with then? Because that education part is really important, and this is difficult in being on a state line here where states have different rules and that kind of thing. Who are you working with or connecting people to make sure they're getting the right education they need?
I myself am a certified firearms instructor through USCCA. I recently received that certification also within 2020, so it was a very busy year in firearms for me. And I have a partner, so we have Synergy Tactical, who we are certified, are insured, and we offer those classes at a discounted rate for anyone within the Pretty Pistols posse.
And I know there's probably as many answers to this as you have members, but what do you hear from your members as they come into the group about why they joined?
Well, many different reasons. One of the main reasons is just wanting to get better at protecting themselves. For whatever reason, a lot of people receive firearms for Christmas this year, and they have just been sitting. They've been sitting in the box or sitting in a drawer in a lock case, hopefully, and just have not been used because of that stigma that a lot of us have within the community of being afraid of firearms or only using it when someone kicks at your door. But we have so many reasons. A lot of women have now just recently heard of us, and they have joined us for our most recent Girls Night Out just to see what we were about.
Can we come back to that for a second? John and I had kind of the same reaction. A lot of women got guns as Christmas gifts this year?
Yes. I don't know
why.
Bro. I wish someone would buy me one for Christmas, but
yeah, right.
I've had quite a few women who told me that their father or their husbands or boyfriends or whatever the case have purchased them firearms for Christmas or for their most recent birthdays just to make sure that they protect themselves. Now, the downside to that is they've offered them these wonderful items or tools that you can use to protect yourself, protect your home, but did not offer that learning or that education piece to tie into it as well.
With the people who come to you that are the absolute beginners, people who may have gotten that first gun for Christmas and have no idea, never fired one before, maybe even never held one before, what do you find with women are the biggest challenges for them to overcome in understanding how to use a gun, when to use a gun, that sort of thing? What are the biggest things for them to try to overcome to become proficient?
The biggest thing for me, and that I try to explain to a lot of different women that I interact with, is it is okay to practice or have hands-on time with your firearm outside of the gun range. A lot of the women at the event that we had this past Wednesday, they had never fired a firearm, never held one, and of course the sound in the gun range just shocked them the entire time. So one of the goals and one of the pieces of homework that I gave them is, of course, with the unloaded firearm in a separate room, hold your firearm. I taught them the basics of the stance, how to properly hold it, extend it out, practice that at home. Get comfortable, get used to how it feels, the weight of it. The fact that your arms are extended for a good period of time, a good period of time, and you know, just the way your body feels in that moment. And then let's come back to the range and see how we feel at that point.
If you are, and I might put myself in this category of people that I don't have a desire to have a gun at home, although I'm single and live alone and live in an area where there are a lot of people. I've shot a gun a couple of times because I have friends who are former police officers. And kind of for the sake of doing this job, I wanted to know a little bit more about what that felt like. And I kind of liked it and would go again. I don't know that I'm at the point of wanting a gun, but I liked shooting. Give direction for people like me on where to go and do more of the shooting, but not necessarily own a gun.
Range nights. There are so many ranges throughout the city, both on the Kansas and Missouri side, that have a ladies' nights. And that's essentially where it started. As a lady, you can come and your lane rental is free or at a discounted rate. So you can go and rent a firearm for $10 to $15. purchase your ammunition that you need, and that's about all you really need outside of your ear and eye protection. So you can get it at a discounted rate. One little gem that we recently found amongst the group is Crossfire Recreational. They have fun nights. So this one isn't necessarily at a discount, but we went 2 months ago for an event, and we were shooting at skillets. We were firing at bowling pins. They had wine bottles up there, and to, you know, just to see the glass exploding as you're firing, it was truly fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time. Well, again, it's the Pretty Pistols Posse, Kansas City Gun Club for Women, and the co-founder, Latasha Jacobs, is here with us. So I guess the most important thing to let people know about is, how do they join? How do they find you?
Oh, they can follow us on Facebook and or Instagram at Pretty Pistols Posse. You want to make sure you put that S on the end of posse, or sorry, is on the end of pistols. Pretty Pistols Posse on Facebook and Instagram. You can inbox myself or our co-founder, either one of my other co-founder, either one of us will be happy to answer any questions. We do have frequently asked questions on our Facebook page, where you can get a lot of those simple questions that you have answered. Anything besides that, please feel free to inbox us and we will be happy to answer.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, Latasha. Latasha Jacobs, thanks a lot for giving us the information and spending some time with us.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.